parts of the Midlands, southeast England, 30 to 32 degrees. Northern Ireland and Scotland seeing more cloud, bit of rain into the far north, but that heat building for all of us through Friday into the weekend.
Thank you, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Wednesday, the 9th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. High Seoul, 1,025, expected Shannon, 1,024, by midnight tonight. Low Iberia, 1,011, expected southwest Fitzroy, 1,014, by same time. New low expected west of Bailey, 1,002, by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Viking. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southeast. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher, showers, good. Humber, Thames. West 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less, fair, good. Dover, White. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in South White. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Variable mainly northwest at first, 4 or less. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fog patches in southeast. Good, occasionally very poor in the southeast. North Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Seoul, Lundy, variable mainly northwest at first, 4 or less, fair, good. Fastnet, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Irish Sea, west or northwest backing southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less later, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, variable 4 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Malin, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic later, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south 3, recent drizzle, 1300 metres, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1015, steady. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, 16 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1018, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 5 miles, 1021. Jersey, southwest by 1, recent fog, 7 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, north-northwest 2, 5 miles, 1021. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 2, mist, 4 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 2, 24 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west 2, 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. And Malin Head, west-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1019, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a moderate or strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. However, a ridge of high pressure to the southwest will maintain mainly light winds and fair weather over the rest of the country. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath. Occasional drizzle and fog patches in the north. Good, occasionally very poor in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 2 or 3, backing southwest 3 or 4 for a time. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 4 or less. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 4 or less. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle at first, good. Occasionally moderate at first. The Isle of Man. West or southwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Patchy light rain and drizzle at first, good. Occasionally moderate at first. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, backing south later, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And finally, the Shetland Isles. West or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And I'll just repeat the general situation. A moderate or strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. However, a ridge of high pressure to the southwest will maintain mainly light winds and fair weather over the rest of the country. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, Prayer for the Day celebrates 55 years on Radio 4 from Bradford, the city of culture, with Furaha Musani.
Good morning. Once a week, I challenge myself to go on a prayer walk around my neighbourhood. I try to rise early before the rush hour traffic, when the air is crisp and the bird songs are clear, and I go in the direction that my spirit leads. I place my phone in my pocket, because I insist on counting every step, and take a deep breath as I count my blessings and focus on being in the moment. I begin by thanking God for my body, for being healthy enough to move, for my heartbeat and the gift of life and a new day. I notice every person I come across, bin men, parents, teachers, and shop assistants, and make an effort to show eye contact and greet them reminding myself that they too are precious, seen and loved by God. I don't know where they're coming from or where they're going or have any insight about the trials and triumphs of their lives, but just for an instant, I hold them on my heart and I keep walking. Often, I walk past a number of care homes and take a moment to pray for our healthcare system and thank God for all those who work tirelessly to care for those who are ill, elderly, or vulnerable. When I walk up a steep hill, I pray that God gives me the strength, courage, and wisdom to represent Him wherever I go and to extend His love and grace to everyone I encounter. So today, I pray that God opens my eyes not just on my walk, but always to notice someone or something to pray for. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Furaha Musanzi. The Today programme is at 6 o'clock, but now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, beekeepers are advised to check their hives for a virus which paralyses bees. Scientists say they're working hard to minimise its impact.
Beekeepers feel that their colony was fine 1 week, but when they go back the next week, they see these mass die-off of bees, and there's a big pile of dead bees there that wasn't there just the week before.
We'll have more later. First, yesterday we heard a report by journalists at Watershed Investigations and The Guardian, which said the amount of water licensed to be abstracted for farming from rivers and lakes has more than doubled in 5 years. Their research also raised concerns about how abstractions are monitored. After hearing that, Lindsay Hargreaves, who chairs the River Lark Abstraction